the pasuk says, "Can a mother forget her child?" So he says, "K'moishe in siluk lepi betin shel aim mina aim leroiv atziruf achiv shel aim obno." Just like a mother, the child doesn't forget it because there's a tremendous chiva between the two. Kach in siluk opir l'ashem leishom Hashem isparach leroiv achiv atziruf sheyesh yisrael Hashem isparach mitzachim k'moi ban nechshav. So the chiva of Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu is because they're called banim, and just like banim don't have a nituk from their parents, so too Klal Yisrael. V'zeh nira, he's explaining the Chazal. You see it from the fact that they brought korbanos in the midbar. V'zeh nira mitzad shehikrivu lifnei Hashem yisbarach korbanos b'midbar. He's explaining a Chazal when Chazal say, "I won't forget the korbanos you brought in the midbar." So he says, it's not that the korbanos themselves are meaningful, as much as it's a raya. It's not normal that people should bring korbanos in midbar, because the midbar you don't usually find a behemoth. But im kol zeh krivam, and still there was a tremendous amount of korbanos. Because Klal Yisrael be'etzim is created for it. So let's just explain this nekuda maybe. There are things, what a person does, there are things that are a result of the mitzias. For instance, a person lives in a climate where there's a lot of tropical fruit. Say it's a lot of tropical fruit. A person lives in a climate where there are a lot of animals, eats meat a lot. He goes to a different climate, he doesn't eat. If he lives in a colder place, he's not going to have tropical fruit. Water, even if the person is going in a midbar, a person is going to carry water with him. Even if a person goes in a midbar, he's going to carry bread with him. The difference is, there are those things that are a result of the metzias around them, and there are those things that are a result of what they are be'etzim. For instance, if a person takes a look at culture, so a culture is a nice thing that flowers brightly, a person is happy, he has what he needs, and there's beauty around him, and there's all sorts of nice things. So the person paints, the person makes music, the person makes plays, and so on and so forth. If he goes to midbar, if a person is in a makam where life is very rough, he cuts it out. There's no place for it, there's no time for it, there's no money for it, so mainly he doesn't exercise, he doesn't express himself. Those in Yonim that are atzmi to a person, even if the surroundings don't afford it, he still is going to have to do it. For a person, for instance, who's addicted to cigarettes, even if he's in the midbar, he's going to derish to get a cigarette. We divide things between things that are because of mikra, the person has to be in an environment that lends itself to this or that, or things that are the etzim to a person. So he says the midbar is not a makom akravas korbanos. There are no korbanos in the midbar. There's nothing there. And if the person does it, it's because he has an atzmistic need to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just the result of having things and so on. As a side point, I guess, semi-side point, I'd like to go off a second. The Nes of Chanukah is especially linked to Mesiras Nefesh. If you'll take a look in the, like, Nusach Sfar Sidurim, they have a Yiratzen, a Ribbon Shalom Yiratzen from the Dinevah before Neres Chanukah, and the Nusach there is that Kishem, like the Kedoshim, the Chashmonaim, the Kahanim, Heru Nafsham Lomus, they risk their lives to die, and so on. Therefore, it focuses on the Kudum Mesiras Nefesh. All the Nisim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos are Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purim is a Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanukah, Be'etzim, is the only of the Antoinim that have Nisim to it. It's the only one that Mesiras Nefesh is the real content of it. There was real Mesiras Nefesh. The Nis was already an afterthought to it. It's not even mentioned. Al Nisim, for instance, it's mentioned. General Nisim, but the point is Mesiras Nefesh. When a person does things with Mesiras Nefesh, it's not the pshat just that it's a big price and it's a big sacrifice and the Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards people sacrifice. Mesiras Nefesh is what divides luxury from necessity. If a person does things when things are good, so that falls into the category of luxury. When I have money, I give tzedakah. I don't, so it's not the pshat that I'm really merach. It's not that wanting to do it for somebody else is me. It's a nice thing to do. I was close to somebody who was an extraordinary wealthy person, really extraordinary wealthy person, and one of his activities that he gave money to a lot was for Russian Jews in Israel. It's going back 15 years ago when there was a big wave of from people came and needed a lot of money to get settled, yeshivas, etc. And a person really gave a lot of money in that direction. Then something happened, his business basically froze, and the person did not have those means. The next time he was at a wedding in Switzerland, actually, he went from person to person collecting. And in my mind, I don't know how much he made the collecting from person to person, but it was worth a lot more than the other than all the money he gave before, which was a lot more. It wasn't only the first glance is, listen, it was very hard, and Bimela, it was embarrassing, and he went around, the Fumtsar Agadic approach. It definitely is true. But the real core of it is that the difference was, beforehand, all it said was that he was a very wealthy man who knew what to do with his money. That's it. Doesn't say about the care and concern for the Jews. It doesn't say about care and concern for Yadus and so on. The second incident, where he picked himself up and went from table to table, meant that he really cared for the Russians that he was working for. It's two different worlds. The same thing in everything. If somebody learns when it's, when things are going well, he's learning well and things are going okay and he has the time and so on and so forth. So what it says about him is that he knows how to make good use of his time. It doesn't say that Talmud Torah is part of his mitzvahs. But if when things are tough, a person can't go a day without learning because he feels empty, that tells me that Talmud Torah isn't part of his mitzvahs. Doing things when things are tough, it mitzvahs nefesh tells us that it's something that it means it's part and parcel of the person. Lashkicham Torah Secha, like we were saying before about Shikha, anything that's torn Shikha means it's on the hard drive. It's not in the RAM. It's not the etzim etzias of the person. It's a thing that he has stored up that can be used and cannot be used. He said Klal Yisrael was in a place where it wasn't Shayach Kavanis and they still brought Kavanis. Because Klal Yisrael sees its mitzias as being Avodas Hashem. They can't be without it. So if there's no water in the desert, you bring it along. If there's no Coca-Cola in the desert, you don't take it. You don't need it. It's not. But water, you take because you have to have it. Befrat kasher betchilo kasher kasher nesvar so la'am lekach v'yashoyne miyad sheyotzu af im hoye b'midbo im akivim korbanis v'achiva zeh mitzad etzim Yisrael. So this chiva comes about because that is the mohuz of Kaiso. V'yeshi says, silu gamkin lazeh. There was what appeared to be a separation. The ego counts worse than anything else because the ego shemiyad shahoitzei some mitzrayim v'nosdem atayra also say ego. It's awesome if we don't appreciate enough what it means. The Gemara says the Chazal say it's like a kala that was zinsa b'tzarcha in the chuppah a mussel. If somebody is married for a long time. And then there's some breach in the fidelity. So you say, something came up. It was a mood. It was an event. It was a this. It was that. The marriage was really a good marriage, but this was a yotzim naklal. But if at the night of the chuppah she runs off with somebody, so what's the pshat? The marriage is really good, but it's an issue. I mean, anything that happens, the closer something happens to the beginning of a person's mitzias, the closer a thing is to the shorish, the more it is indicative of what the atzmis is. When a tree is rotten at its trunk, at its root, then it's rotten all the way through. If a branch or a leaf is rotten, so a particular thing is rotten. Chet ha'egel was basically at the day of Klal Yisrael's chuppah, they were mezana. And the chura that seems to have showed it was some sort of siluk. V'zenira sheish pirut v'siluk Yisrael b'dvar ma'am in Hashem Yisrach v'tzat etzim Yisrael. Were Klal Yisrael to be completely mechubah? How could they do it at the moment they were taken as an am? That seems to indicate that there's a period between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like they've got a kirub, it must be there's some sort of pirud the etzim. In other words, there's something in Klal Yisrael that's basically incompatible with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Certain things, the Karbanis indicate that they basically have a kesher, and certain things not. Vizeh, a mashal, ki kemoshe yesh la'av chiba v'kesher l'bnoi, zeh l'zeh mitzad kezeh av v'zeh ben, kach yesh lahem pirud gam ke mitzad ma. Just like if a person says, you know, this is a father, this is a son, and that's why they're so similar. But they're also dissimilar somehow. I mean, just the very fact that one's a father, one's a son, tells me that they're dissimilar. They cannot be the same, because it makes no sense that that they're not the same person. So l'chura, you could look at Klal Yisrael that way also. Klal Yisrel is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some ways, and not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'dov zeh nechshav pirut, ulefikach bevad yesh kan siluk upirut mitzad zeh, l'kach omri Yisrael, kisvo ken ashosh, ein lecham chelek l'kei Yisrael. So he says, they were reminding on the Chet HaEgel, on the horns of Chet HaEgel, they were told to write, we are independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we spoke yesterday, Yevon wasn't denying the beauty and validity and the need for religion. But what they were against was the inextricability, the fact that it's your chiyuv no matter what. The metzias of a kesher that you be'etzim are almost a Siamese twin, that's the part that irked them. If a person is his own person and he takes a Kadosh Baruch Hu as an expression of himself, that's fine, that's great. But he told him, Kiswa Kanashosh Shalem Chelek. The difference in Chelek is, it says, Kodesol Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. Chelek V'Nachla. In Halacha, every object has to go through a transaction to get to somebody else. So if you want to give somebody else a watch, you have to make a kinyan. He has to be a radas. You have to be a radas, and so on. In Yerusha, you don't need to be. You can be a cotton shaita. You can be one day old and a shaita, and still it's automatically yours, because it's a part of your metzias. You are a part of your father, and when the father is nifta, the son automatically has his chelek. It's not a transition as much as a continuation. So the chelek, they wrote kizak hashosh enlechem chelek Yisrael. You can admire God, you can worship God, you can hold of God, but there is no chelek. And that's a koyzay shachem haba means umasoylem also can have olam haba. You know, umasoylem that's a chassid has olam haba. But what they don't have is they don't have intrinsically. It's not their world. It's a world that's added on to their world, but it's not the etzim. It's one of the things that a secular person, the nekuda that a secular person finds most difficult to deal with on looking at a religious person is not the activities he does, but it's the attitude towards those activities. I mean, if a patriotic American will fly a flag on July 4th, but he's not going to go ask a Rav Shaila if one of the corners got grounded on the flag, they'll still have a din of a flag or not. If let's say he has something very important to take out of the office, he's going to feel bad he didn't raise the flag, but he's not going to feel terrible if they didn't do the flag. If there's no turkey for Thanksgiving's dinner, he'll take a piece of chicken and say kach osa zeichel le turkey. It's expression. It's poetry. It's expression of ideals and values. But it doesn't have a metzias, a be'etzimdik metzias, like it has for Klal Yisrael, where one thread this way, one thread the other way. In other words, making a sukkah is a wonderful thing. And if somebody who's got strong traditional leanings will be very pleased if the son makes a sukkah, and it's a great thing, and so on and so forth. But when he goes, when he pays $1,000 to have a tree cut off on top of it, or moves the sukkah to an inconvenient place because of the tree hanger, that starts becoming problematic. Like, I mean, you don't have to be fanatical about it. Relating to it as the fact that this is your metzias is something that's very difficult. So Yevon told him, kiss on kashrut. In other words, Yevon told him, be honest with yourself. The fact that on the night of your kashrut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could run off, tells me that God is a thing in your life. It's not your life itself. And that he answered, this is the Hemshech of the Chazal we saw before, that even Chet HaEgel can be forgotten. And like we said before, forgotten means something that doesn't remain part of the Metzias. Pirish, Elo Loshen Koshek, Majon Pek Bezi Vam, Mizdomer of Levi Kosha, Inch Shalmidi Seisim Anshal Arayas, Shazenem Behem El, Ki Es Kol HaTevis HaElo Sach Oretz, Shazenem Behem Elo, Ki Tev Sev Das Kol Elo, Bechol Loshen Elo Mashma Koishi, Dechsiv Es Elo Oretz Lokach, Shaloshen Chozok Vekoishi. Vama, Avagav Shilin Azeh Shu Chibur Ha'em Al Pri Bitno Inya Chozok Vekoshe, Shiyah Kan Silo Gupir, even though a mother's kesher to a child is very strong and it's hard to find those pirudim, vim kein royer mitzachi son bonav shlo yeser fi shugal davaze mikol makoyim yesh kan siluk da sarlo davaze ki avu ben chaluke kmo shemayno ulakach yesh hasara ka she yisrael et oizem tzayna shlaka yishparuchu vishayach baze shikha eloya chibur tzad afi yisrael rak mitzachi bonav afi da vakosha shugal davaze. Let's explain this a little bit. What he's saying is there are two chiburim of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first one is like a mother to a child, like a father to a child. And that chibur is very strong, but it's not absolute. The father's genes are in the child. The mother's and father's genes are in the child. They gave birth to him. They raised him. There's an extraordinarily strong input of parents into a child. And then that's why they have a kesher, and a very strong kesher. But the fact, once he's born, he's his own person. He doesn't walk around with an umbilical cord attached to his parents, and that gives him his ability to be an other. So he's got a certain sense of parents in him, but he's got an other in him, and that's the part that breaks away. And what we were dying in the Rambam when he said about Avraham Avinu that at three he became a maimon, because three is the age when you're nigmal from your parents. So that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu propelled us into this world, is a strong kesher, but not absolute. Avol, he says, HaChibur v'atziruf sheish l'Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad acher. There's a different sad that's a chibur and a tziruf. V'chibur mitzad ha'ilo atzma. V'chibur shu mitzad ha'ilo ein adav zeh shu mitzad ha'ilo yesh l'shinu. And kimitzara ila ein shinu rakesh tanos mitzara ol shubal shinu. Let's explain this here. We've explained a little bit what ila is and so on. And there are the word cause and effect. Cause and effect in lashon kodesh, lashon chachamim, has two lashonis. One is siba mesovei, which is cause and effect. Here we translate it in modern English. That means parents are the cause of a child. So there's a lot of input. Certain events in history cause other events, and therefore those other events are the result of that. Does it mean they're very similar? Yes, they have to be very similar, because if I say that slavery caused the Civil War, there's going to be a lot of reaction to the slavery in the Civil War. If I say the desire for states to be independent caused Civil War, we're going to find a lot of that within the framework of the Civil War. But there are other things. There is another type of cause and effect that's much deeper than that. For instance, a person's handwriting tells me about his personality. That's not cause and effect. That is, the person expresses himself in his handwriting. Theoretically, if I were to know everything that a handwriting can tell me about a person, I couldn't say that there are distinctions. Let's give two examples. A person's activities teach me about a person. So if a person does a political move, so-and-so hired so-and-so to work for him. So I can say, you know, that teaches me a lot about the person. Why did he pick this person? What does he want him to do? How does he treat him? But there are things that are going to be different. It's not, it's an activity, it's my desire to hire somebody to run the school caused me to hire so-and-so. There's going to be reflections of my things, but the thing takes on a life of its own. But my handwriting is absolutely me. It's me in another expression, but it's me. The every single line that I write, weak, strong, upbeat, whatever it is, tells me something about myself. So we have two types of relationships. We have cause and effect, where the effect is a new inyan, and we can link it with the cause, but it's not the thing itself. And there are those things that are the thing itself expresses it. Ila and Olol are that type of relationship. It's cause and effect in a very, very innate way. It's the thing itself coming. So parents are still cause and effect. It's their act that brought the child to the world. It's a combination of their genes that created a new bria, the act of giving birth, and so on. But it's not a person's dream is absolutely the person's personality, because that the dream is my will. That's what I'm dreaming is actually my desire, my hope, my aspiration. Klal Yisrael's chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deeper than cause and effect. It's not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create us. It's the pshat that our mitzias is a chelek l'kayim imal. The chibur shu mitzad ha'ila, ein ledov hazeh shu mitzad ha'ila yesh l'shinui. There is no shinui. Ki mitzad ha'ila ein shinui. Rak ha'ishtanos hu mitzad ha'olol shu bal shinui. If there is a change, it's because of the olol. V'zeh mipnei she'en li Yisrael dova ba'atzmam achi asor shayach behem. Rak Hashem Yisbarach bochabam. V'dov hazeh hu mitzad ha'ila. In other words, a Klal Yisrael is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And I want to explain it. It's a subtle point. He says that the Maral says this also in other places, that if Klal Yisrael if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to pick Klal Yisrael on the basis of specific things that we can identify, then I can say, just like I want so-and-so to work for me. Why do I want him to work for me? Because he works very quickly, fine. He works very efficiently, good. He's very honest, fine. The minute I can identify things means I've limited to certain points. When I choose somebody, let's say somebody chooses a friend, and doesn't really choose a friend, but somebody becomes somebody's friend, that is not because specific things I identify, but I feel a natural kinship. I feel he's a chelek of me. I feel we have a very similar... When it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bocha Klal Yisrael, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand why we gravitate to certain people. I like him a lot. Why? So I have to think about it. He's got a nice personality. He's sweet. He's nice. This, that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say he was Bocha, so if we pick specific in Yonim, then we can say, okay, Klal Yisrael is very smart, so if they do something stupid, they're no longer what he wanted. Klal Yisrael is very nice. If they're mean, it's not what he wanted. Klal Yisrael's Bocha means there's something about the Atzmis of Klal Yisrael that is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Ratzon. That's the Pshat the Bechir in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not Shaykh Hasar. If a person is not blinded and a person really feels a kinship to somebody, that means there's something Be'etzim close with that person to me. There's something, some kirva. And that kirva doesn't have a hasara. If I like somebody because he does favors, the day he stops doing favors, it's a logical thing, it's an objective thing. And if A is gone, then it doesn't cause B. If the worker I hired stop being efficient, stop being honest, stop being quick, then I no longer employ him. But if it's somebody I like and I wasn't fooled, so then that doesn't wear off because I feel that I'm a kusher no matter what. So anything that comes from the ila has no shikha, because that's be'etzim. So the in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their God. Ufa hikshu kam chachomim kilo niska kan shu mitzvah. The Bahagul Moshe doesn't list it as a mitzvah because it's very hard. Where does it say a mitzvah over here. It says anoich Hashem akech. In fact, rak hoyeloi loyim anoich Hashem akech sheisichem etzisayim lekach elach alakim. It should have said some hemshich. Because I took it out of time, I want you as a god. V'kan le'omad devarti v'klav. At Shahar ben Avarcha was a lot of people asked on this. V'nosnu mispa achel aser sadibris. They looked for different ways of dividing up aser sadibris. But see, noichem kal aser sadibris kosh v'ana v'chim v'tver z'yisroch. Avol ikar bi'azer, shim oma anoicha shanakecha l'kach e'elach alakim, in kein hoya ze mashma shu yisbarach al-kai lahem toila b'yisroch. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said a mitzvah's essay, then it means A because of B. Deny B, you don't have A. If you would have said, since I'm the God of the Messiah, I would like you to accept me as your God. So then it would be a deal. And a deal, it's not only a klausel can break it. A deal be'etzem means it's not intrinsic. I'm hiring you because you can type 100 words a minute. If you can't do it, you just don't come slow, then that's not it. It's not the pshat that you be'etzim are part of this firm. You're there for a reason. Reason is gone. The thing is gone. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, since I'm your God, I would like you to believe you to believe in me, to be my minim. So maybe yes, maybe no. It expresses nothing but a relationship of like he calls it before, what we call Sibir Mesovev, what not Atzmius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, I am Be'etzim, a chelek of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chelek of Kai Mimal and Evi Neshama, and a person has, Anoich Hashem HaKecha means, I am intrinsic of God. You can try to deny it. The Chiddush HaRim says it in different words, the same idea. The Chiddush HaRim says, why wasn't it given as a mitzvah? He says, the Torah reflects reality. So reality means the Torah says don't eat nevela. The reality is that means you can't eat nevela. If the Torah has to tell you not to eat nevela, it implies that there is a possibility of eating nevela. Emuna, the Torah didn't give you ability not to believe. The Torah gave you the ability to rationalize emuna, to deny it, to struggle with it, to push it aside, to disregard it. There are ways to get around emuna, but be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi means I, not in an objective sense, I in a personal sense. You know, ani is ani atahu. It's in a set of pronouns, and ani is one of the pronouns. So it could have been you, it could have been him, it could be me. Anochi is I myself. In other words, it refers to the atzmius of Anochi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anoichi Hashem HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying Metzius. Emuna is kavu and kaisel. We can struggle with it, we can deny it, and that's the reason why most people who are not Maminim are vehemently anti-Maminim. Because it's very hard for them just to slip away from Emuna. You find people that are apathetic about it, and say, yeah, I'm sure there's something there, but I really couldn't care less. Or you have people that are struggling to prove it, and to get other people weaned off it, and so on, because they have to be accurate, they try to be accurate. Anoich Hashem HaKecha meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the deepest nekuda, he is kosher to Klal Yisrael, and therefore Klal Yisrael, and that nekuda Klal Yisrael has no hasarif from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had it been just a parent and a child, is a strong bond, but it's a cause and effect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a very different type of chibur, and Anoich Hashem HaKecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed it that he is be'etzem Klal Yisrael, that the Anoich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lashon in Chazal is Ano nafshi kasvis v'yahavis. Anoich is nutrikun. I gave my very self into what I wrote into the Torah, and the mele in Klal Yisrael with all the various everything there is that chelik that they can't be menatik from the Kodesh Baruch. Okay. It's a nekuda much deeper than a specific reason. That's it. There is no specific nekuda where I could say it's an objective maila. It reaches into that area where just like I said, I mean, this is a main element.